There are a handful of birds around the Bay Area that are just as at home on a shoreline as in a meadow. One of these opportunists silently stands with zen-like poise, waiting for their next meal to swim or crawl by. With a plethora of physical adaptations for a hunter's lifestyle, this week's Bay Bird is well suited to strike anywhere at any time for a tasty treat. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week we look at the world of the great blue heron. Welcome to Bay Birds. The great blue heron is not a small bird, reaching heights of over 4 feet tall. Regardless of its size, the great blue heron is not a heavy bird. Due to their hollow bones, a trait shared by all birds, the great blue heron weighs in at a petite 6 pounds. What's even more impressive than its height and weight is its wingspan. Stretching up to 6.5 feet, the wingspan of the great blue heron is almost as wide as that of a bald eagle. While the great blue heron and the bald eagle share some similarities, mainly their size and their taste for fish, their hunting styles couldn't be more different. While the bald eagle will soar through the air in search of food, the great blue heron patiently waits for their meal to come to them. At home in a swamp, on a coastline, or in a meadow, the great blue heron can find food in all of these habitats. Although their diet ranges from fish to small mammals, and almost everything in between, their hunting technique stays the same for whatever they are hunting. Their neck is normally folded into an S-curve, but when a tasty fish swims by, they can quickly extend their neck to snatch up the prey, even at a distance. If wading into the shallows doesn't pan out, these birds are light enough to stand atop floating kelp beds to await a passing meal. While most predatory birds around the Bay Area call off the hunt when the evening light fades, the great blue heron, with its specialized photoreceptors, can hunt even in the darkness of night. While herons can be spotted in meadows and agricultural fields hunting for gophers, you will probably find them more often than not near an aquatic habitat. One of the great blue heron's favorite meals is a tasty fish. Like a good opportunist, the great blue heron can hunt for fish in both freshwater and saltwater environments. Like most fishermen know, fish are slimy creatures, and the great blue heron knows this too. Specialized feathers on their chest act like a washcloth, removing the slime and oils from their recently caught fish. With fish at the top of their menu, it's no wonder that many great blue herons gather near fish hatcheries. Their fondness for hatcheries is disconcerting for most fish farmers, but they might be stressing for no reason. In a recent study, researchers have found that the herons ate mostly the sick fishes that spent the majority of their time near the surface. These fishes would have died off soon anyways, and would have possibly infected the other fish. So instead of scaring these birds away, fish farmers might be better off thanking them. While many great blue herons are now nesting, we have spotted some hanging around the shallows of Richardson Bay, patiently awaiting their next meal. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.